patient named Donovan Young, D-O-N-O-V-A-N-Y-O-U-N-G, date of birth 9-24-1954, date of procedure June 24, 2024, patient performing Bab Mohan Kama, MD, referring doctor Hui Wu, H-U-I-V-U, indication dyspepsia, colorectal cancer screening, procedure performed, esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsy and colonoscopy, comma, incomplete. Description of procedure, inform the patient's patient. Further advancement was not possible due to fixed resistance and significant looping. The pediatric colonoscope was exchanged for an adult upper endoscope. Despite change of scope and manual pressure, the maximum extent reached was distal sigmoid. Further advancement was not possible due to fixed resistance in this area. The procedure was therefore aborted. Patient recovered well post-procedure with any complications. Findings: upper endoscopy, Z-line 39 cm, regular, esophagus normal, stomach mild, inflammation noted in the antrum, characterized by scattered erythema, biopsy is taken for Helicobacter pylori, rest of the stomach was normal, biopsy is taken from back, from body for Helicobacter pylori, duodenum normal, biopsy is taken for celiac disease. Colonoscopy exam, incomplete, secondary to sigmoid diverticulosis, resulting in fixed resistance at the sigmoid colon. Despite manual pressure, using a pediatric colonoscope and changing the scope to an adult upper endoscope, this area was unable to be traversed. Retroflex exam was normal in the rectum. Impression: mild gastritis. Colonoscopy incomplete due to technically difficult study. Plan follow-up in the office to discuss procedure results. Recommend a repeat colonoscopy with a different endoscopist, in brackets Dr. Pratham Sethi, if patient is willing. Otherwise, a CT colonography could be a second option for colorectal cancer screening. End of dictation.